Possibly. You gotta delete that recording now.
In 2016, a soccer team from this polity thrilled the home crowd by defeating Kurdistan, Somaliland, and Assami in a Con IFA World Cup for people who aren't allowed to have real countries. John Chrysostom may have died in a monastery in this polity where nuns, priests, and ethnic spawns were slaughtered in the 2001 Kamani Massacre. Royal Kajimba supporters stormed this polity's capital after its president, Alexander Ankabab, was seen as insufficiently persecuting minorities in the Gali region. Ethnic cleansing broke out in this polity during the early 1990s conflict after the Battle of Gagra. A UN helicopter was shot down during a 2001 crisis in this region's Kodori Valley. Along with a landlocked territory to the east, this polity was occupied in 2008, nullifying a treaty signed at Sochi between Edward Shevardnadze and Vladimir Putin.
There we go.
I didn't know which one
the cup thing.
Oh, do you do that?
Intergrounds. The bound charge density is equal to the negative divergence of this quantity for 10 points each. Name this field that adds to the electric field to get to the D field. It requires a separation of bound charges into dipoles and is non-zero in dielectric materials.
Polarization field. Yes.
In crystals with this property, there is centrosymmetric configuration above the Curie temperature, but multiple configurations with net polarization density appear below the Curie temperature.
No, because it's a temperature. Pyroelectric?
It's a ferroelectric.
Ferroelectric.
Multiferroic materials can be both ferroelectric and ferromagnetic, and are mostly thought to derive their magnetoelectric coupling from this interaction. This spin-spin interaction derives the spin canting of anti-ferromagnetic materials at low temperatures, causing them to obtain a small magnetization density.
Okay, coupling.
It's an anti-symmetric exchange.
Okay.
That's a
10-point exchange. Sure, 20.
Topic 2. Damage to this structure due to HIV can appear on microscopy as global collapse, epithelial cell proliferation and swelling, and dense pink lesions on the H&E stain corresponding to scarring. Circulating stabilizing autoantibodies to C3 convertase leads to runaway complement activation damaging this structure, which can be seen as dense deposits on EM. This structure's mesangial cells are damaged by deposits of IgA in Berger's disease. A disease of the structure that presents with ocular deficits and hearing loss is caused by innate X-linked defects in the alpha-5 chain of type 4 collagen. Its functional cells have long processes that associate with capillaries, forming a network of thin slits covered by slit diaphragms. Between those podocyte foot processes and the endothelial layer lies this structure's basement.
Like the blood-brain barrier?
Endothelial layer lies the structure's basement membrane. Alport's disease damages, for 10 points, but structure surrounded by Bowman's capsule within a nephron.
Oh,
crap. Glomerulus.
Yes, that's
it's okay.
Pretty sure that was wrong. I don't think it's there.
Antibodies. This novel includes a sheet of aluminum meant to serve as a mirror for 10 points each. Name a debut novel by Robert Antoni, in which Johnny Domingo learns the story of Magdalena, a nun who is nearly canonized after giving birth to a frog child on the fictional island of Corpus Christi.
I've never heard of this author.
No.
Make up a title.
Divina Trace. Okay. Divina Trace. The middle section of Divina Trace is narrated by this monkey god whose tail is set on fire by Ravana in the Ramayana.
Sure sounds like
Hanuman.
Yes. This 1974 book analyzes the origins of language through the figures of Hanuman and an idealized woman named Splendor. It was inspired by its author's journey through the ruined temples of Galta.
It's gotta be
Monkey Grammarian is what
I
think. Monkey Grammarian?
Yeah, 20.
Oh, Monkey Grammatica, I think.
Language and monkeys.
3. In a play by Cyril Tourneur, a superstitious member of this group arranges a tryst with Soquette in a graveyard where he hides a sheet, a wig, and a beard in order to disguise himself as a ghost. The third act of A Chaste Maid and Cheapside satirizes members of this group as gossips who get drunk at a christening party for Mrs. Allwit's baby. Members of this group include Longbow Snuff in The Atheist Tragedy, as well as a gluttonous character who is put into the stocks for overturning Joan Trash's basket of gingerbread. That member of this group loses an argument with a puppet after it lifts up its clothing to show that it is genderless. On stage, they are often parodied with the bombastic style of books like The Histriomastics, written by a member of this group, William...
Actors?
Yep. Well, I'm going to talk to you.
Playwrights?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Written by a member of this group, William Prince,
yes,
with 10 points,
who is
frequently hypercritical characters such as Zeal of the Land Busy and Bartholomew Fair, who caricatures members of the anti-theater religious movement who also founded some colonies in New England.
Puritans.
Yes.
That's all they want.
I just figured it out.
So yeah. It's a church of your
people. This group may have been behind the 1977 violence at Tuxedo Square and definitely slaughtered hundreds of Alevis in the Maras Massacre for 10 points each. He was awfully fascist and armed wing of the Nationalist Movement Party, a Turkish paramilitary group that included Mehmet Alca.
That's the Grey Wolves, I think? Okay, Grey Wolves?
Yeah. Ajka and the Grey Wolves are best known for the 1981 shooting of this religious figure, the predecessor of Benedict XVI.
John Paul II.
Yes. The Grey Wolves also fought in this conflict in support of Aslan Mashkatov, who is also supported by the IIB under Ibn al-Khattab.
Big deal. Yeah. Sure. The uprising against the Bezos.
This is the Chechen War.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's another place it could be. Alright, 20 is good.
Puzzle 4, description acceptable. A cartoon depicting U.S. intervention in this conflict shows Uncle Sam tipping his hat in a pathetic dinghy next to a warship. In the wake of this conflict, the national government was reorganized under the recommendations of the Dufferin Report, which advocated a strong military presence and an end to the dual control system. The winning commander at this conflict's decisive battle personally crept up the defenders' lines and discovered they were largely unmanned at night, enabling a surprise frontal assault at dawn. Following this conflict, the victorious power installed the Earl of Cromer as colonial administrator. This conflict was...
You know, Anglo-Egyptian War?
It's 10. Oh,
it's just gone. Yeah.
Give us.
Just hit me.
Any bonus. This author placed quotes from Eeyore in front of the essays in her collection, Thank You for Not Reading, for 10 points each. She is Croatian author of Baba Yaga Laid an Egg, who has lived in exile since 1993. She dissected the feeling of Yugo-nostalgia in her novel, The Ministry of Pain.
Slovenka Dravolic? Is that Slovenka Dravolic?
This is Dubravka Ugrisic.
Heard of that.
Ugrisic and examined her exile in a book named for one of these places of unconditional surrender. In a novel by Orhan Pamuk, Tamal creates one of these of innocence to remember her mother Fusen. Ugrisic, it sets the Ministry of Pain in this European city where she lives since her exile. In Albert Camus' novel The Fall, which is set in the city, Jean Baptiste Clemence compares its canals to the Serpent's Hell.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Sorry, what did they get? 20.
That's
a bar, right?
Yeah.
5. A thinker with this surname argued that certain entities evolved from wasps to locomotives through involvement with the process of adjudication, distribution, and production. A different scholar with this surname wrote an essay with Joan Scott rejecting William Goode's claim that individualism justified women's work in the 19th century. Three scholars with this surname collaborated on a history of violence in France, Italy, and Germany between 1830 and 1930 titled The Rebellious Century. A scholar with this surname analyzed the role of public representations of worthiness, unity,
Tilly.
15.
Nice poster.
It was what?
Tilly.
Tilly, okay.
It's Jennifer Tilly. Tilly.
Yeah, yeah.
She's well, not Stella. Yeah. Plays poker sometimes.
A subgenre of these pieces was largely revived by harpsichordist Alan Curtis for 10 points each. In this genre, Louis Couperin pioneers a French variant of the genre that is typically notated using whole notes and quarters. Some of the latest unmeasured preludes were written by this harpsichordist and child prodigy. At the age of 22, she became one of only four French composers to publish a volume of harpsichord music in the 17th century.
17th century French woman. I am fucked.
Who is this, dude?
No idea.
I really should know.
Tell me.
Last name Jacquet. Elizabeth Claude Jacquet de Laguerre.
Jacquet Laguerre. De Laguerre, yeah.
Most of Jacquet
Lizzie Moore jacket, dude.
Most of Jacquet de Laguerre's publications were in this secular genre of vocal chamber music. Confusingly, although he almost never used this term, 200 odd vocal works by J.S. Bach, including Wacht auf and Ein Festeberg, are the most famous works in the genre.
Chorales? But they said I'm so
secular,
confused.
So like,
okay.
Madrigals?
But those are chorales, and he didn't write madrigals. What's going on, chorales?
They're cantatas? This confusingly, he never used the term. I don't know.
What? That makes no sense.
Would you like me to read it again?
Those are chorales inside his cantatas, the ones he just... But I guess it doesn't apply to the first thing. Cantatas aren't secular.
Confusingly, although he almost never used this term, 200 odd vocal works by J.S. Bach included those things, and most famous works in the genre.
That's...
Whatever.
Really
okay.
Well, it's confusingly, and then they put just...
Yes.
Give me a clue.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me, but I'm still going to say it.
Alright, whatever.
Six. Description acceptable. This technique was used in a series of underwater depictions of the River Taw by Susan Dirges. This technique was used to produce the seminal book British Algae by Anna Atkins, who learned about it from the early work of Henry Fox Talbot. A 1922 work made with this technique depicts a grid of white lines behind two overlapping hands with the outline of...
So, like, creating photographs where you mess with the negative, like exposing it for a long time.
Give me 1 second to read. Is a prompt to you?
Like, that's also called like a photogram.
That's not yet 50.
Oh,
nice.
Have you accepted calotype?
I prompt you on calotype. Photograms were cameraless photography.
That's lovely.
That's a cheap one.
Really, Fox called it invented the calotype.
Yeah,
after being blacklisted for violating this legal contract in Mexico, Danny Gardella filed a lawsuit to challenge it for 10 points each. It was a controversial legal construct which allowed certain employers to retain rights to their employees when their contract expired. Yikes. In 1975, he was struck down in a ruling by Peter Seitz.
Reserve clause? It's baseball. Those are baseball.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. John Montgomery Ward created baseball's first union after Albert Spalding instituted one of these rules prevented players from making more than $2,500. Major League Baseball currently has a luxury tax instead of one of these rules that created upper limits on league payroll. Yes. Early baseball stars supplanted their income by touring the country playing exhibition games to practice, usually given this name.
Yeah. Why did we have to have baseball
content? You no, I had 30 on that too. The bonus was easy.
Agreed.
Gotta get the top of you.
House of Seven. Ethylene induces vert ripening by binding to its receptor via a direct pi orbital to d orbital bond to this element. The mini grill sphere at Leiden University, made of an alloy of this element and 6% aluminum, is a resonant mass antenna cooled to 20 millikelvin that is used to search for gravitational waves. This element is required by the enzyme that converts dopamine into norepinephrine, which is thought to explain why Menkes' disease patients have CNS symptoms. Those patients also have impaired lysyl oxidase action due to a deficiency of this element. Carolyn Bertozzi developed a strain-promoted reaction using difluorinated cyclooctanes to avoid using this element in a reaction due to its cytotoxicity. Perhaps the best-known example of a Jahn-Teller dispersion occurs in this element's hexa-aqua complex with a D9 configuration. It's not lithium, but this element is found in Gilman reagents. For 10 points, he was a metallic element whose deficiency...
Aluminum?
No. I was a syndrome of cirrhosis and CNS syndromes named for a British doctor, Samuel Wilson.
Copper.
Yeah.
There
Yeah.
That's okay.
Andrew Bonus. Answer the following about organotin chemistry for 10 points each. No. Tributyltin hydride, along with a radical initiator, reacts with a 5-hydroxyamidase ester in this reaction to form an alkane. Those 5-hydroxyamidase esters are formed by DCC coupling with a carboxylic acid.
Alkene. Yeah. Sporting rearrangement.
This is Barton decarboxylation. Organotin compounds are also coupled to aryl or alkenyl halides via this palladium-catalyzed cross-coupling reaction. This reaction often occurs with higher yield than the Suzuki coupling, but its main drawback is the toxicity of organotin compounds.
Okay, Mitsunobu can use those. So we'll say that, Mitsunobu.
Is that still coupling? In the first mechanistic step of the still coupling, the palladium metal undergoes this process as it adds into the carbon-halogen bond. Chromium trioxide is used in the Jones reaction of this general type.
Oxidation?
That's a joke.
Okay, oxidation.
Yeah,
10. Yay. Quiz bowl.
Yep.
All right, then.
Word association.
I kind of do that
way. This king's court stood and applauded after Francisco Tenmazale gave an impassioned speech about human dignity after being captured during the Mixton War, after which this king promptly threw Tenmazale back into the dungeon where he died. This man's marriage to the sister of John the Colonizer secured support, including a ship known as the Botafogo, which won renown in a naval assault during which this man's troops allegedly recovered incriminating cannonballs bearing the fleur-de-lis. This king was pressured by the papal bull Sublimus Deus to convene a council where Juan de Sepulveda debated whose efficacy led this king to issue the new laws.
Charles V?
Ten.
Ah, that's right. Yeah. Gosh, Langton's.
Yeah. Here it is.
In your bonus. Answer the following about encyclopedias in world history for 10 points each. A massive encyclopedia was commissioned by this Chinese dynasty's Emperor Yongle. Li Zicheng, who overthrew his dynasty and laid the groundwork for the rise of the king, may have forged the original copy when retreating from Beijing. The Arcano del Mare, which popularized the Mercator projection, is a maritime encyclopedia by this man's son and namesake. This patron of English Puritanism and favorite of Elizabeth I may have been prevented from marrying her by scandalous rumors about his first wife's death from falling down some stairs.
Have fun?
I mean, is it not?
There's something like
that.
Have
fun, ambitious wife. Yeah,
I don't say
know.
That.
I trust fun.
Robert Dudley, first Earl of
Leicester.
The Cas Ossun is an extensive bibliographic encyclopedia by this Ottoman polymath, whose Jihan Numa brought European atlases into the Islamic world. He is known for a sobriquet meaning learned scribe.
Sinan.
Is Khatib Celebi.
Yeah. Oh, I'm an idiot. Sorry.
Yeah. It's still pretty close.
Yeah. Didn't mention any of his transports. God damn.
Are you sure? They're
on 125.
Only 29 was
129.
This is 9. Okay. This book introduces the distinction between the intellectus archetypus and intellectus archetypus. An essay about this book argues that a contradiction, a painful laceration, is necessary for producing a free accord of the faculties. That Gilles Deleuze essay is titled for the idea of genesis in this book. This book distinguishes between organized beings and machines by attributing formative force to the former. The introduction to this book begins by arguing against the historical division between practical and theoretical philosophy, arguing for its replacement by a division between the principles of nature and freedom. This book argues against mechanistic explanations of natural phenomena, claiming that there can never be a Newton for the blade of grass.
critique of judgment.
That's fine, I can do that.
Yes. Yeah.
See, you can get points there. And your bonus. Much of our information on this group comes from the Photius I, who likely just made stuff up for Temple Age. The name is Shadowy Dualist Sect, a chapter of decline and fall of the Roman Empire, claims that this doctrine spread to the Bogomils, then the Waldensians, and finally the Cathars, somehow ended up planting the seeds of the Reformation.
Paulicians.
Yeah. Gibbon points out that the Paulicians, like many reformers, held an intense form of this belief, which was promoted by Leo IV, but briefly ended by his wife Irene. This belief stems from the commandment against graven images. The Paulicians also seem to have subscribed to this heretical belief, which holds that Jesus was only divine and that his human form was an illusion.
This is, okay, it's not like the, it's not Arianism, it's not us.
No, what is this called?
Is that
Docetism?
Docetism.
Yeah, that's
easy. Oh, I
get
the bonus luck, yeah. Well, let's keep
in touch. Task 10, we'll score check after the bonus. Gaius Melissus, a former slave of this man, invented the Fabula Tribatia, a genre of middle-class plays named for the garment of the Roman equestrians. In the Satyricon, when Trimalchio proposes his epitaph, he adds this man's name as Agnomen. A poem begins by asking this man, how come no one ever lives content with his fate, whether reason gave it to him or chance threw him?
F15.
Nice.
I don't know. Seemed right.
Answer.
A building in the city includes a glass walled hallway known as the Hen Run for 10 points each, named a city whose pioneering 1896 School of Art was catastrophically damaged by fire in 2014 and then restored, only suffered another major fire in 2018. Glasgow School of Art designer Charles Rennie Mackintosh was deeply influenced by this style, which was coined by A.W.N. Pugin. Horace Walpole's Strawberry Hill is one of the first buildings in this style.
Gothic revival.
A rectangular timberwork archway in the Glasgow School of Art in 1858 was likely meant to oppose these traditional gates, which mark the entry to the shrine.
Protesting on Gothic revival?
Is your protest that the first answer was Gothic?
Yeah.
Sure.
Saying classical antiquity for
while I was trying to read whether or not they would have accepted just Gothic, like they said Gothic revival, so that's fine. We can, it's protestable, but we can.
It is protestable.
I don't think it is protestable.
So she accepted the, that's not protestable whether she ended up.
Whether or not I received a substitute.
Yeah.
Whether you added revival before she. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Fine. If you declare that Gothic, that other pause is not the first answer, then I can't.
There, but,
yeah. Okay. Fine. So what? What?
So my score. Let's give him 30.
Okay. Give him 30. Okay.
Did you get a lost
spot? Yeah.
Good job. I didn't hear anything.
They weren't listening, but they heard Shinto and they said the right answer.
The score I have is 145 to 135.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay.
Still in the
lead. We got six toss ups, therefore, but we can't do shit on bonuses.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Both teams ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
In Indian string instruments, this kind of component is used to produce a namesake buzzing effect called the jivari or javari.
Like a bridge.
15,
yes.
That's exactly what it is.
A
string instrument.
Yeah. And it's.
I was going to say, there's really only four things it could even possibly be, basically.
A man with a surname was a multi-billionaire arms dealer who owned the company Triad International, which liked to commission triopoly versions of Monopoly with properties consisting of various things it owned for 10 points each. We have the surname of Adnan, a key facilitator in the Iran-Contra affair. Another individual with this surname wrote a consequential piece advocating a return to national culture that existed before a 1979 act by Juhayman al-Otaibi.
Who was the other the one who was part of it?
Dachi.
Sure. No, that's
what
I got.
What is this?
Answer?
Dachi.
This is a Khashoggi.
Yeah, not Khashoggi.
Jamal Khashoggi was famously murdered in Turkey by the behest of this crown prince and de facto ruler of Saudi Arabia.
Muhammad bin Salman.
Yes. Yeah. For the Iran-Contra deal, Adnan Khashoggi relied on loans by this extremely criminal international bank headquartered in Luxembourg. The Sandstorm report described this bank's numerous illegal activities during a namesake 1980 scandal.
This is
a BCCI, Bank of Credit and Commerce
Institutions. I've heard of that. Some Alistair Cook about that.
12. Descriptive acceptable. A special detachment was sent early in this conflict to capture a wheelchair-bound man known as the Sublime Paralytic. This conflict was derived from a speech that railed against national vanity and national cupidity and excoriated the speaker's country for having won a war only to turn around and surrender to the ideas of the oppressive power it had just defeated. Apollinario Mabini was captured during this conflict, which saw a punitive expedition preceded by hell-roaring Jake Smiths ordered to execute any civilians over the age of 10.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
sorry.
Why is it a scripted
sentence? I know, that's why I was so like, why am I putting quotes? I was like, I don't
really
think this is
a
famous war.
A lot of military history.
There sure is.
Here you go, Ness. This philosopher describes his response to the skeptic as admitting that our relation to the world is not one of knowing for 10 points each. Nameless philosopher, who attempted to show how traditional epistemologists cannot mean what they say. He opposed what he called the Malcolm Elberton reading of Wittgenstein on criteria in his most famous book.
So there's like the guy who worked with Cora Diamond, I forget what his name is, it's like he was a J.
Say the answer.
So Stanley Cavell.
Oh, Stanley Cavell. Oh, okay.
Cavell was a major figure in the school of philosophy named for the ordinary type of this phenomenon. In his book, Conditions Handsome and Unhandsome, Cavell attempted to read this other philosopher as a believer in perfectionism. Cavell compared him to Wittgenstein in this new yet unapproachable America.
Emerson?
That sounds awesome.
Something like that. Right?
Emerson.
20.
Okay. That was an impulsive philosophy. You know, I'm on it.
Alright. 13. Description acceptable, but like for real this time. During the event, the protagonist imagines a super Dr. Know-All Pierce-All leading a great united front of screwballs and screwboxes to purify the land. The participants in this event are people whose boredom.
Yeah, this is their vibe from the day of the look of
15.
Yeah,
right. Damn it!
Okay. That was also
placed that last
time. That sounds very
good.
<sad.
laughs> There you go.
Goodbye.
We'll open the envelope later. Remember. Here's a bonus. The Edmondson sisters became celebrities after this event, which led to riots that nearly killed Gamaliel Bailey and was organized in part by Carl Jennings, a former slave in James Madison's White House for 10 points each. Name this daring 1848 plot to free 77 slaves by hijacking the namesake schooner and sailing it down the Potomac River.
Yeah,
this incident helped prompt the D.C. slave trade provision in the Compromise of 1850.
Fuck. Yeah.
It's the name of the ship.
Yeah, yeah. It's Florinda or something?
Florida.
The Pearl Incident.
Okay.
Oh,
cool. All right, moving on.
Since 1964, the Potomac River has been overlooked by this hotel and office complex. E. Howard Hunt and G. Gordon Liddy were indicted for sending five voters to both DNC offices. Yes. Wilbur Mills, a congressman from this state, was caught up in a salacious guest sex scandal after Fanny Fox, his stripper mistress, tried to flee police by jumping into the Potomac's tidal basin. Hetty Caraway, the first woman to preside over the Senate, was a U.S. senator from this state.
Arkansas?
20.
Nice.
That's a 14. Specimens for this technique begin as aqueous solutions that are applied onto glow-discharged hydrophilic carbon film grids before being blotted with filter paper to confine the solution to the grid's holes. The Fourier shell correlation cutoff of 0.143 is implemented in the analysis of data gathered by this procedure. Its images are defocused for increased phase contrast and thus must be modulated in the frequency space by the phase contrast transfer function. This method, which was used to simultaneously investigate three rotational states of the yeast V-ATPase, produces images by aligning and subvolume averaging many low-resolution images of individual proteins. Its single-particle reconstruction variant is competitive with X-ray crystallography. Samples are vitrified in liquid ethane and sliced into thin sections in 410 points. What method, which won its creator the 2017 Nobel Prize in Chemistry and uses electron beams to image low-temperature samples?
Just like cryo-EM.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, what is this called? It's the thing where you freeze shit in EM.
Yeah. So here's your question. A ring set of prime ideals can be given this topology thanks to Hilbert's Nelfstellen sets for 10 points each. Name this topology, whose closed sets are the affine algebraic sets in affine N space over some field. It's a risky topology. The set of all prime ideals of a ring is given this name. This term also denotes the set of all eigenvalues of a matrix, and it thus names a theorem that all symmetric matrices have real eigenvalues.
No, it doesn't, but you want spectrum.
Yeah. When equipped with the Zariski topology, the spectrum of this mathematician's namesake kind of ring forms a space in which every subset is compact. Her namesake ring satisfies the descending chain condition.
Here, Arthur.
Yes.
Yeah.
20.
We'll spurge again after focus for 15. This is 15. This substance is the subject of an annual Las Vegas event created by businessman Mahesh Patel called the Nth Show. Due to a phylloxera epidemic in the late 19th century,
oh my God.
What did you say?
Wine?
Yeah, no, it's
not.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
During the Flaut's era, during the late 19th century, the French changed the primary ingredient of the absinthe-like Sazerac to this substance.
Oh.
Immigrants from the North Frisian island of Cor helped popularize a cocktail in which this primary ingredient is bitter better than vermouth. Charcoal chips are used in the Lincoln County process to produce this substance, which is the primary ingredient in both the Manhattan and Cold Station. This product is manufactured on a namesake trail in Kentucky by Jim Beam. Jack Daniels manufactures Pretend Points, but cask aged liquor whose subtypes include bourbon and scotch.
In fairness, I have a lot more knowledge about that.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say. And your bonus. This figure wrote an ethnography that describes how Dayan encouraged fellow women to cultivate the title concept as a form of resistance against the processes of westernization and secularization, for 10 points each. U.S. anthropologist who performed research at six mosques to study the Egyptian Dawah movement in her book, Politics of Piety.
Saba Mahmoud.
Yes,
it is.
Mahmoud analyzes how the Dawah movement emphasizes women learning to feel uncomfortable while not wearing this article of clothing and cultivating the pious virtue of Al-Haya or shyness. The ideas of Dawah are spread through manuals of pietistic conduct, the best known of which is by Sayyid Sadiq, with titles containing this Arabic word. This this interpretive practice proceeds via reasoning called ijtihad, performed by the ulama.
Tafsir,
yes, good.
Pietistic.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. No, that's wrong. That's
protest. Sure.
Yeah, we should protest that. That's just straight up wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Well, that's the three-quarters for
research.
Yeah,
sorry, I should have
left it. So we get 20 on that.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Just,
yeah, that's just straight up wrong.
230 to 195.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like a deductive process within fees.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's...
I totally believe your question.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Can you slow down a tiny bit?
Sure.
Thanks.
Okay. 16. In Nepal, a festival dedicated to this deity is celebrated using Malashri Duna music. This deity is depicted using the namesake colorful sticks of the traditional dance Dandiya Ras. This deity is sometimes honored by worshipping several young girls whose feet are washed.
Wait, Shiv, this is Dandiyara.
What do you think?
Shiva?
No. Whose feet are washed as part of Kanya Puja. At the climax of a celebration of this deity, some women smear each other's faces with sindoor red pigment. Golu dolls are most commonly exhibited around a holiday honoring this deity. Idols of this deity are held in water until they dissolve at a festival around the autumn equinox. The folk dramas of Ramalila are performed just before Dusahara, which celebrates the deity's victory over Mahashasura, the water buffalo demon. The nine-night festival of Navaratri includes a puja dedicated to, for 10 points, but many armed warrior goddess.
Durga.
10. Any bonus? Adolphe du Glaret prepared an outrageously extravagant feast named for this curve during the Exposition Universelle of 1867, which ended after Alexander II got drunk and complained about the lack of foie gras, particularly each. Yet this tournament also names a diplomatic bloc whose collapse was stabilized by the reinsurance treaty until Leo von der Kriegen declined to renew it in 1890.
Kaiser
Bond?
Diplomatic bloc, that's probably not right though.
The old alliance.
Yeah, it's the Free Emperors.
No, it wasn't.
Bismarck's League of the Free Emperors was an alliance named for and consisting of the leaders of these three European states, name all three.
Russia,
and Austria-Hungary. Russia, Prussia, Austria-Hungary.
I have Germany, Russia, Austria-Hungary.
Germany exists. Really? Already? Okay.
Yeah.
Bismarck.
In the
1890s
or
so.
Yeah,
the 1890s. The Free Emperor's League was reinforced by convention signed in Budapest, whose rise in the power center was largely thanks to this statesman, sometimes known as the greatest Hungarian. He engaged in a long pamphlet debate with Lajos Kossuth.
This is
Frank
Dayak.
That's what
I'm
okay,
so
yes, Dayak.
Is that
Chechenyi?
Oh my god.
Is
there
that?
Did Bruce Arthur come for this one?
We should have plenty on that, though.
Isn't that too late on the history? Oh no, but yeah, it's Bismarck era.
Yeah.
Only there were reptiles.
All right.
Yeah,
four left.
Yes. 17. The importance of this concept in early Chinese historiography has been examined in books by, like David Schaubert's A Pattern of Past. The received sequence of hexagrams in the I Ching is attributed to a ruler with this name, whose son also ruled under this name, but is better known simply as the Duke of Zhou. An emperor with this name came to power. An emperor with this name came to power as the master of the Liu clan and drastically lowered taxes under the influence of Daoist political theory. Emperor Jing succeeded an emperor with this name, whose 24-year reign was the first in the Han Dynasty to exceed a decade. An emperor of this name was the first to be invaded by the Go Turks, whose khaganate he split in two. A war with Goguryeo began under that emperor with this ruling name, who commissioned the Grand Canal and was succeeded by Yang Di, the only other emperor of his dynasty. For 10 points, he had this ruling name of the first Shui emperor.
When?
Yes.
Okay.
Good turn.
That's all right. Any bonus? This poem's first section goes on and on about the great chain of being and how pride makes people dissatisfied with their divinely ordered place in it for 10 points each. Give us didactic poem by Alexander Pope, whose second epistle advises, "Know then thyself, presume not God to scan."
Essay on Man.
Yes. The first epistle of an Essay on Man notoriously ends with this four-word phrase, often used to summarize the poem's optimistic belief in a harmonious universe.
It's not where fools rush in.
I hate this.
Answer?
Where fools rush in.
Whatever is right.
That's right.
No, whatever is. This author argued that the hook preaches ne'er so long that all is right, his head is wrong, in a poem claiming that Jonathan Swift's impotence led him to write The Lady's Dressing Room. Hook satirizes this woman
Montague?
As a Sappho in his epistle to Lady.
Montague.
Yeah, 20.
What's the score?
Same question.
220, 235.
You're down 25.
Okay.
They're done 15.
235,
220. Oh, yeah. Why
did
we do that?
Yeah.
Oh, they have three left. All right, well, two of the next.
Three.
18.
Wait. 15? How much do they have?
They have 220.
Yeah. And you have 235.
We have 230.
210 for them.
Well, they just 20'd that bonus.
Yeah. 190?
Yeah.
190, 10, 20.
10 and 20 on a bonus is 30.
I must just be wrong. Okay.
190
plus 20. I'll just assume I'm wrong.
At three quarters, we agree that they have 195?
I had 190.
After 14, they had 200. Then they negged 15 for 195.
Well, I had 190 after 14.
Okay, so at 10 we have 135.
Yeah.
Then 135. 10 and 20
is
135.
Yeah, that's cool. Right.
Okay.
Sorry, Hannah.
No, that's fine.
Important.
I'll probably
just
talk about this. All right, I'm good.
15 is for 3, 2, go. Plus 18. This character selfishly digs up and eats mustard sprouts and cress that were planted to help men suffering from scurvy. This character, who confidently declares that future is will, attempts to prove that he's immune from sentiment by shooting his favorite dog, Chip. Colonel Hebden searches for this character after he's beheaded by Jackie, who thinks this character used magic to create a comet. This character is disturbed by reading prose poems written by Franklin Mesurier. His megalomania causes Paul Freeman to be feared to death and motivates him to plant a missing compass in Judd's bag. Loosely based on the 19th century naturalist Ludwig Leichhardt, this character communes physically, psychically, with Laura Trevelyan during his obsessive...
Laura.
Boss.
10. Yeah.
Oh, nice question.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's Australia's world. Okay. Forgetting.
And your bonus. This church's lower transept is decorated with contrasting sets of frescoes by Pietro Lorenzetti on the left and Giotto on the right for 10 points each. The name is Church, whose upper level includes a fresco cycle by Cimabue that possibly includes contributions from young Giotto.
What? This is famous.
Yeah,
Marina Chapel.
The St. Francis, Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi.
Okay.
A series of frescoes depicting the life of St. Martin was made for San Francesco by this painter, who spent much of his career working for the Avignon Papacy. He painted a Maestà for Siena's Palazzo Pubblico.
It's a Duccio Martini. They both said.
I think it's Martini.
You think it's Martini?
I'm not sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Martini.
Yep. The ceiling of San Francesco's upper church is painted in this expensive color, which was also used for the ceiling and backdrops of Chiavo's frescoes in the Scrivania Chapel.
But was it ultramarine?
Ultramarine is expensive.
Yeah,
it's like something
one.
Ultramarine
yeah,
episode. 20.
Okay. So one more.
2019. An opera from this country features a slow B minor aria that's mostly in 5/8, which ends after the soprano has to ascend a triple P high B flat. Starting with a 1967 Met production, Canadian tenor John Vickers became known for reinterpreting a title role from his country. Act 1 of that opera from his country ends with a drunken round in 7/8, like Shostakovich's...
No, that makes no sense. Whatever, Italy.
No, pick up.
Really?
Let's talk to the Lady Macbeth. That opera's second act is bisected by Passacaglia.
Ah, fuck!
A composer from this country wrote Dervald, the first opera by a woman who put on at the Met. That woman also wrote The Wreckers, which likely inspired a 1945 opera from this country, whose closing mad scene features a tuba imitating a foghorn. That opera from this country includes the embroidery aria, sung by Ellen, as well as four sea interludes. For 10 points, it was home country of Ethel Smith and Benjamin Britten.
The UK.
It's just John Vickers as Peter Pierce.
Phase 3, clinical trials for the live attenuated vaccine against this virus are currently underway in Brazil for 10 points each. The name is Virus, whose infection as the mother may lead to microcephaly in the fetus. Cause an outbreak in Central and South America starting from the teen. Yes. Zika, like Hep C, is a flavivirus which all have genomically encoded soluble NS5 methyltransferase protein that adds this modification to viral RNAs. This modification is required for RNA persistence and translation in eukaryotes.
A five-prime cap?
5 pound cap.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
This abundant basal modification of RNA is directed by methyl complexes and read by YTH domain containing proteins. In the decades since its discovery, it has been shown to control stem cell renewal and differentiation and have a role in cancer metastatic progression.
Polyethyl.
This is M6A.
Can we get a score just so we know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
M
adenosine.
20
plus.
Up by
10.
So
260
to 250.
They're up by 10.
In representation theory, an infinite dimensional Hopf algebra named for this scientist can be defined for every finite dimensional semi-simple Y algebra. This scientist is the alphabetically second namesake of a theorem that studies the behavior of imaginary zeros of the partition function of ferromagnetic spin lattices to make predictions about the presence of or absence of a phase transition. A 1D quantum system is integrable if its scattering matrix R satisfies the theorem named for this man and Baxter. He was the alphabetically latter of two men who made a prediction that was later confirmed in an experiment using cobalt-16 nuclei at the National Bureau of Standards conducted by Madame Wu, that proponent of parity violation in week.
Pound?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That proposal of parity violation in weak interactions along with Li won him the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1957. For 10 points, he was a Chinese theoretical physicist who developed non-abelian gauge theory and named a class of gauge theories based on the SUN group of Robert Mills. Each Ansel Fong, but literature inspired by the Vietnam War.
Okay.
This 1978 play by Lanford Wilson focuses on John Landis' attempt to buy a farmhouse from Ken Talley, a paraplegic who lost his legs in Vietnam.
So it's not Talley's fault, it's one of the four?
I have no idea.
God, it's a different one in that cycle? Fuck, man. Talley's fault.
5th of July.
Okay.
His author protested the Vietnam War in his poem, Wichita Vortex Sutra. Remembering his mother, named L.G. Kiddish.
Ginsburg,
serving in the Vietnam, serving in Vietnam inspired this 1974 science fiction novel by Joel Haldeman, in which William Mandela is sent across the galaxy as a recruit in a seemingly endless conflict against the Torrens.
Yeah, that was a good one. I thought Yang Wu or the other guy. She said Wu.